Pop Shop Hour. Give us a call at 740-383-9944. It's time for Swap Shop. Come on, friends. If you're going to sell it, we're going to tell it. So pick up your phone and let me make it perfectly clear. It's time for Swap Shop. Good old Swap Shop. We're gonna try and sell it here. 740-383-9944.
Hey, it's time for Swap Shop, and this is Glenn Coble. You're listening to WWGH 107.1 right here on your FM dial. And we had the first 2 hours. We basically did Family Feud, which was great fun. Had a lot of laughs. We're going to switch a little bit here. We're going to do Swap Shop. Swap Shop is, you can call in 740-383-9944. I'll give that number several more times during the show. You can call in and you can list on this show something you want to sell, some tchotchkes or some, items of that you've had in your basement or your garage forever, and you just want to get rid of it. And I saw a lot of stuff out today on the side of the road. Apparently, people were cleaning house, but there were things I wanted to stop and pick up, but I had to get to the radio station. Anyway, if you have something that you want to sell, give us a call. Give us the item, and if you have a price that you've set on it, to tell us that. Give us your phone number, and we'll be glad to post it, and if somebody wants it, they'll give you a call, and they'll stop over your house and give you your money and take the item. It's as simple as that, right? Now, if you have a garage sale, we also announce garage sales, yard sales, that sort of thing. Give us a phone call and tell us where you are, where your garage sale is, and tell us, some general items that you have. If you want to give us a phone number, we'll be glad to take that. But the most important thing is where are you having the garage sale? And tell us, and we'll put that on the air. If you would like to send us a note telling us about an event or a garage sale or something you're trying to sell, send it to WWGH, and the address is 523 South Prospect in Marion, Ohio, 43302. That's 523 South Prospect Street here in Marion, Ohio, 43302. And we'll announce it. As a matter of fact, I have a couple of announcements we're going to make pretty soon here. But again, that number, if you want to call in and tell us what you have to sell, 740-383-9944. 740-383-9944. We still have a listing here that on the 14th of August, there's a Tiffin Flea Market at the Seneca County Fairgrounds on the August 14th from 9 a.m. till 4 p.m. And then on the 15th, the following day, is from 9 a.m. to 3 a.m. Or 3 p.m., I'm sorry. 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. on the Saturday and 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on the Sunday, okay? Free of charge. Just stop at the Seneca County Fairgrounds and free admission. They do inside and out. They have the flea market come rain or shine. And again, it's free of charge. So they do not. They request that you do not bring pets. All right, it's It's just not something that they encourage, all right? All right, now, we also have a parking lot sale that was sent in to us. This will benefit Emmanuel Child Care and Preschool. This is a parking lot sale. It'll be on Saturday the 7th, which is this coming Saturday, from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. And they hope all sorts of people will come. I'm trying to figure out. Oh, they have they're open to vendors. They want people to come and sell stuff. The sale will include household and family items, baby gear, children's clothes, all sorts more stuff. There will be fresh refreshments available. The refreshments at these things are always good, aren't they? I love going to especially church things. The church ladies seem to be great cooks. But all proceeds that come in will go to benefit Emmanuel Lutheran Child Care and Preschool. It's going to be held at 241 South Prospect Street, right up the street from us, here in Marion, Ohio, 43302, at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church parking lot. So that's August 7th, and it's going from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. If you're interested in renting a table or selling your items, let's see, there should be a number, and they do not, I would say give them a call at Emmanuel Child Care and Preschool. Let's go to the phone. Hi, you're on the air. What can we do for you? Oop, I forgot to hit the right button. Hi, you're on the air. How can I help you?
Yes, can I advertise a yard sale?
Absolutely.
All right. Saturday, this Saturday only.
Hold on. My phone, my pen quit working.
Uh-oh.
And without my pen, I can't write all the important information. Let me try this again. Yard sale. Yeah, that one's working. Okay.
Yes, yard sale on Saturday, this Saturday, this 7th.
7th, okay.
Mm-hmm. And it's at 6180. Marion Augusta Road.
Oh, you're going to have to spell that to me.
Well, just A-G-O-S-T-A Road.
A-G-O-S-T-A. I don't know where that is.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's actually Route 95 West.
Oh, okay.
Past Whirlpool, about 6 miles.
Oh, okay. All right.
And we're in the woods right beside the firehouse.
In woods by firehouse.
Yep.
All right. I'm going to have to head out that way just to see where you are.
Oh, okay. It's beautiful out this way.
I bet it is. I bet you can see a lot of stars at night.
Not really, because the trees.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You don't have all the light of the city.
Yeah,
is what I'm
we don't thinking. Have that. We don't have the noise. We don't have any problems.
Okay.
So.
Do you want them to have a phone number, or do you want them to know what you're selling? Or
I can name a few things.
Yeah.
We've got a brand new toaster oven.
Okay.
Still has its tags on it.
Oh my.
Coleman lanterns, which are very hard to find nowadays.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah. And tools.
Okay.
Some designer handbags.
Woo.
Handmade quilts.
Okay.
I've got a sewing machine that's old, but brand new. I can't describe it. It's almost like an antique, but it's in a little case.
Uh-huh.
And it's black. I forget what the name of it. It's brand new. It's beautiful.
Okay.
Some furniture,
okay.
Things like that.
All right.
No clothes.
Okay, no clothes. That's
just all kinds of stuff. I mean, anything you want to name, we got it.
Okay.
It's almost like a store.
Okay. All right. Head on out to Marion Augusta Road and go to the store then.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, let me read this back to you. Make sure we got the right stuff. You're having a yard sale on Saturday. Oh, I didn't ask the time. What are the times?
Probably 9 to question mark.
9 to question mark. That's a good answer. All right. Yard sale Saturday the 7th from 9 to question mark. It's at 6180 Marion Augusta Road. And you go out to the woods, and it's right by the firehouse.
Yep.
You have, like, toaster ovens. You have a new toaster oven. I might need to head out that way because my wife needs a new toaster.
Oh, my goodness.
Coleman ladders, tools, handbags, quilts. Old but new Singer or sewing machine.
Not Singer. It's really unusual.
I wrote down Singer just to remind me it's okay. A sewing machine.
Sewing machine.
Yeah. Okay.
There's a little bit of furniture and some old stuff and new stuff and just anything.
So it sounds like you're going to have a big day.
Yeah,
and a lot of work.
Yeah, well, it's fun. Yep. I love it.
All right. All right, we'll keep announcing that. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Try to get you some customers.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, that sounds like fun. I really like going to garage sales. I think I've told you this 1,000 times on this show. I used to own a Play It Again sports store, and that's what I did on Saturday morning. I hired a young man to take care of the store, and I went out and did shopping. And I just love shopping. Now, it was hard to find really good sporting good stuff, but I found a lot of things that kind of cluttered up my garage. So they're still there, probably some of them. All right, so we have a yard sale on Saturday, the 7th, from 9 till whenever they get tired. And it's at 6180 Marion Augusta Road. You go out to the woods, and they're right by the firehouse there. And she's got a new toaster oven. I shouldn't be announcing that because I might want to go get that. But she's got all sorts of stuff, so head on out that way. Let's go to the phone. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. I had to turn off the radio.
Good, okay.
Anyway, I have some items that I'd like to sell.
Sure.
I have a riding mower. It's an older, it's a Ford, but okay. It's a riding mower. It's on a tractor.
Okay. Did you say it's a Ford?
It's a Ford. It was built by Ford.
Okay. I didn't know they did that.
Until I got a hold of it a few years ago. I didn't know they told me either.
Yeah. Does it run?
Well, no, not currently.
Okay. Needs some repair. All right.
Yeah. I'd still like to have 125 for it because as far as I know, there are no more Fords, so.
Okay.
They're not around here.
Yeah.
I have a Speed Queen. I have a Speed Queen wringer washer.
A wringer washer? Boy, that's old.
Yeah, I don't know if it works or not either, but I would still like to have 75 for it because, it's intact.
Yeah. You can't find those.
Oh, well, no. I found one about 10 years ago, and, well, it's still sitting there, so I haven't seen anybody, though.
Okay. Anything else?
Or should I say I didn't advertise it to anyone? just give me a call at 740-244-9409 and ask for Lonnie, and I'll
wait a minute. I missed the last four digits.
740-244-9409.
Okay. Ask for Lonnie.
Yeah.
Okay. And anything else that you had? You have a riding mower, a Ford riding mower. You'd like $125 for it. You have a wringer washing machine, and you'd like $75 for that. Do you have anything else that you wanted to mention?
Well, no, not really.
Okay.
I'm currently cleaning out one of my lockers, so I'm finding this stuff as I go along. So
excellent. If you get more, call us next week. Yeah, go ahead.
The same time on Thursday?
Yep. Every Thursday at 12:15. Okay?
All right, then.
Thanks a lot. And let me read the phone number back to you so I know I have it right. 740-244-9409. Is that right?
Yep.
Okay. Good luck, Lonnie.
Uh-huh.
All right, bye-bye.
Good luck.
All right. Excellent. Oops, I hit the wrong button again. He has a riding mower, a Ford riding mower. I've never heard of a Ford riding mower. He'd like $125 for it. It doesn't currently run, but I'll tell you what, a Ford riding lawnmower might be a collectible thing. I watch American Pickers all the time, and they find things like that, and they get outrageous prices for him. But let's go on. Okay, that riding mower, $125. He's got a Ringer washing machine. I haven't seen one of those since my mother used one and I was a kid at home. He wants only $75 for that. That's a pretty good deal, it sounds to me. 740-244-9409. Let me read that back to you. 740-244-9409 and ask for Lonnie. That'll hurry things up for you. All right, let's see. Oh, and I have another thing that was sent into this. We get this from James Anderson every week. Let's see. Tomorrow on the 6th, today is the 5th. Oh, we have a thing going on today. Tonight out at Tallgrass Trail. No, this is at Paradise Nature Preserve at 5 p.m. They're having Creaking for Critters. So you're going to go find some polywogs and, you know, find some frogs and things like that. And that'll be tonight, Creaking for Critters at Paradise Nature Preserve at 5 p.m. Tomorrow, Kiddos at the Park, and that's from 10 to 11:30 a.m. That's out at the Tallgrass Trail, and that's for preschool kids. And they're going to go on a hike, and it's, you know, for preschoolers. So it's not going to be a dangerous hike, but they're going to learn a lot. They're going to have a News Force Summer Walk at 6 p.m. at the Tallgrass Trail tomorrow, August the 6th. And they're exploring the night with a night hike at Paradise Nature Center at 9:30 p.m. Make sure you have a red lens on your flashlight. And I found out that you can buy that tape at an auto store that repairs your taillights, and it's red, and that'll take the place of a red. Now it won't come off, so be careful if you're going to use that. All right. Those are some of the things that we have. Let me go back. I have a lady is having a yard sale Saturday the 7th from 9 till whenever they close, right? And it's at 6180 Marion Augusta Road in, you go out to the woods and it's right by the firehouse is where she lives. She's got a new toaster oven and she says it's new, still in the box. So that's a good deal. They have Coleman lanterns. Apparently, those are becoming scarce as hen's teeth. Now, I've never seen a hen's tooth, but I have seen a Coleman lantern. They have tools. They have handbags, quilts. She has an old but new sewing machine, whatever that means. So, anyway, head on out to 6180 Marion Augusta Road Saturday at 9 o'clock or later. A gentleman just called in. He has a riding mower, a Ford riding mower for $125, and he has a Ringer washing machine. I'd like to just see that. It's been a long time. $75 for the Ringer washing machine. Or give him a call at 740-244-9409 and ask for Lonnie. That's 740-244-9409 and ask for Lonnie. If you have anything to sell, any tchotchkes or goodies, or you want to announce an event that's going on at your church, or you want to tell us about a garage or yard sale that you're having, give us a call at 740-383-9944. I thought maybe I would go over some summertime stuff, some, you know, kind of trivia stuff while we're waiting for phone calls. Let's see if I can find anything that seems new. I have a lot of questions here, many of which I've already given you. How did ancient pagans enjoy their midsummer? You know how ancient pagans... Now, my wife would think of me as an ancient pagan, but this is... They're talking about pagans back in the, you know, 1400s, that type of thing. Not just an old guy like me who's a pagan. Anyway, the ancient pagans would enjoy summer by having they would light bonfires. I guess that's kind of fun, huh? I like sitting by a fire. My youngest son lives out in California, and they have one of those fire pits that they... And when we go out there, and he makes wine, they live on a vineyard, and his father-in-law's vineyard, and he's the chief cook and bottle washer and also the winemaker. Makes hundreds of gallons of wine every year for sale. It's called Majestic Oak Vineyards. But anyway, we sit out and put a fire on. It's really good. And this old pagan just loves to sit there and drink some of his wine and watch the fire. And there's always a little critter or two that'll come join us at the fire. And if you listen to James Anderson and I when we're doing our show on natural stuff, you know I'm not a big fan of little critters. You know, I love little critters. I just don't want them crawling on me. Well, occasionally one of these little critters, I don't know what type of chameleon they are, but they like to kind of tease me. And they'll come over and sit right next to me. And I'll say, don't come on me. All right. I think I mentioned this before. The most widespread insect in the summer is a mosquito. They're everywhere. And this year, they seem to be even worse than usual. Let's see. Have you been watching the Olympics? I love track and field. I was a pretty decent sprinter. I did run in college, but I didn't run very long. I found out that there were a lot faster runners than I was. My eldest son was an 800 runner at Ohio University and very good. Real close to 150 was his time. So he was pretty good. Well, he ran one time, and this was, I don't know, he's 47, so it was a long time ago, but he ran against, in one 800-meter race, he ran against two gentlemen. I think they were from Eastern Michigan, and I think they were both from Kenya, and both of them eventually ran in the Olympics. He ran against them and was ahead of them at the end of the first. There are two laps, you know, of the 400. In the 800, there are two laps of 400. And he was ahead of them at the end of 400. He never saw the front of them after that. They went screaming by him, but he had a good time. I think he came in fourth or fifth that race. I think his heart was broken as they went by him. That's something that's tough to do when you're a sprinter. That's not really a sprint. That's a mid-distance. But it's hard to keep your heart together when somebody blows by you in a hurry. Do you know where the very first Olympic Games were held? It's kind of an answer that everybody should know, just because it's the Olympic Games. They were held in Athens, Greece. That was where the first modern Olympic Games were held. My guess is that's probably where the first Olympic Games were held, but I don't know that for a fact. Which days are known as the dog days of summer? Now, I have no idea why they've set this, but July 3rd through August 11th are considered the dog days of summer. Maybe that's when the hottest temperatures come. I'm not sure about that. Hey, if you're interested in selling anything on Swap Shop, give us a call, 740-383-9944. We have a lady that's having a yard sale Saturday the 7th, starting at 9 o'clock. 6180 Marion Augusta Road. That's really out 95, she says. And you go out to the woods, so it's pretty far out there. You go out to the woods, and it's right by the firehouse out. What would that be? Is that west of town or north of town? I'm not quite sure. But anyway, head on out to 6180 Marion Augusta Road, and she's got things like, she's got a new toaster oven. She's got Coleman lanterns. She's got tools, handbags, quilts, sewing machine, all sorts of stuff. Head on out that way, 6180 Marion Augusta Road. Tomorrow or Saturday between 9 and whenever, they just get too tired to stay there. All right, we have a gentleman who's trying to sell a Ford Riding Mower. Grass, you know, lawn mower, riding mower for $125. It's a Ford. That's kind of unusual to have a Ford riding lawnmower. I didn't know they made those. He also has a Ringer washer, and they haven't made those in dozens of years. My mother had one. I remember that was kind of fun, putting the stuff through the Ringer. That was, you know, squeeze all the water out. Anyway, he has that, a Ringer washer, for $75. If you're interested in that, call him at 740-244-9409 and ask for Lonnie. Let's go back to the phone. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, I have an item for sale.
Sure.
It's a gas clothes dryer, and it does have the steam function if you want to get one of those Y hoses, and it's just, you know, your water for your washing machine, and you put a Y hose on it, and you could put water to the dryer, which then makes steam if you want to use that function.
I've never heard of that.
Yep.
That's,
yep.
It's a gas dryer, though.
It's a gas clothes dryer.
Okay.
And it does have the steam function for wrinkles.
Yep, okay.
The only reason I'm getting rid of it is because I had to get a new washer and I wanted a matching set.
Yeah, I understand that. I can hear my wife saying to me right now, I'm not just getting that washing machine. I want a pair.
Yeah. Right, yeah. Right.
So it still works fine then, okay.
Oh, it still works fine, okay. And I would like $60 for it.
Oh, that's real cheap. Okay, $60 for the dryer. Okay. I wish I needed a dryer. I don't need a dryer right now. I need a washer. Okay, $60 for a gas clothes dryer with the steam function. It works fine. And phone number?
740-361-6344.
Okay, so you've got a gas, I keep trying to call it a gas clothes dryer that has the steam function, and it works fine, $60, 740-361-6344. Do I have it?
That's it.
Okay, let's get rid of it, okay?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you very much for calling the Swap Shop. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Yeah, gas clothes dryer. Don't know why my mouth isn't working today. Gas clothes dryer with the steam function, you know, can be split off. So it actually can steam, you know, if you have wrinkles and you use steam on it, the wrinkles go away. It's kind of nice. It works fine. She only wants $60 for it. You can't beat that. That's a great price. 740-361-6344. Also, we have a parking lot sale right up the street from us. It's at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church parking lot, and that's going to be August the 7th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. So we got lots of things for you to do on the 7th, they're going to sell all sorts of stuff. They'll have refreshments available, and all the proceeds are going to benefit Emmanuel Lutheran Child Care and Preschool. That parking lot, by the way, is at 241 South Prospect Street, so it's a block or two away from us. It's real close. And if you're interested in having a table to sell some of your stuff, they're charging $20 for a 10 by 10 space. I think they did. I do not have the phone number for them. They apparently put it on the back of this, but it only printed out the front. But if you call Emmanuel Lutheran Church, I'm sure they can give you what the phone number is. Yeah, so that you can get registered to sell some stuff, okay? We also have lots of things at the Tallgrass Trail, and I'm going to take a break here just for a second because we have one of our winners coming in. Hang on. Well, I'm back. That was Sarah. Sarah, she's our bus driver, I guess. It's nice to see her. I had never seen her before. Anyway, she won Zumbezi Bay tickets this morning on our Family Feud. Anyway, we have some interesting events going on out at the Tallgrass Trail and the Teradice Nature Preserve. They're going to have creaking for critters at the Teradice Nature Preserve at 5 p.m. tonight. Creaking for critters. I'm guessing they're going to go find frogs and fishies and tadpoles and that sort of thing. Also, tomorrow on the 6th, out at the Tallgrass Trail, they're going to have Kiddos at the Park from 10 to 11:30 a.m. They take preschool kids on a hike and teach them all sorts of stuff about nature. Then we're going to have News 4 Summer Walk at 6 p.m. at the Tallgrass Trail. And Exploring the Night also Tallgrass Trail. No, Exploring the Night's going to be at Teradice Nature Center at 9:30 p.m. They ask you to bring a flashlight that has a red lens so that your eyes and the critter's eyes can adjust, okay? All right. Let's see. What else? Okay, I'm going to go back and tell you some of the things that we've already had this morning. We have a yard sale going on Saturday the 7th from 9 till whenever they get tired of taking care of customers. That's going to be at 6180 Marion Augusta Road. And you go out, apparently you drive out, it's 95. You drive out till you get to the woods, and it's right by a firehouse out there. And I'm going to have to drive out that way just to see where that is. She has a new toaster oven. I guess it's still in the box. She has Coleman lanterns, and I guess they're getting scarce. They have tools, handbags, quilts. They have an old, but she called it old but new, sewing machine. Apparently hadn't been used a whole lot, I'm guessing. And if you want to find this stuff, head on out to 6180 Marion Augusta Road, Saturday between 9 and whenever, okay? I also had a gentleman call in. He has a Ford riding mower, not Chevy, but a Ford riding mower. He wants $125 for that. He also has a wringer washing machine for $75. Now, I understand the riding mower needs some repair. The fact that it's a Ford makes it kind of unique. So he wants $125 for that. The Ringer washing machine, he wants $75 for. And ask for Lonnie at 740-244-9409. That's 740-244-9409. And ask for Lonnie, okay? And this last one, the lady that called in has a gas clothes dryer that has the steam function, so you can steam out the wrinkles and stuff like that. And it works perfect. The only reason why she's getting rid of it is because she wants her washing machine broke down, and she wants to make sure she has a matching pair. So she's getting rid of this for $60. You can't beat that. That's a great deal. 740-361-6344. That's 740-361-6344. You're listening to Swap Shop here on WWGH. I'm Glenn Coble. I hope you're enjoying yourself. I laughed a lot this morning during our Family Feud segment. I try not to do that too often. We did give away tickets to Sarah. She just came in and got her Zumbeezy Bay tickets. And we also gave some Zumbeezy Bay tickets to Judy S. And that was the first time Judy had ever won. So it was really nice. All right. Where was I? Oh, I was reading some stuff about summer stuff, you know. Gives us something to do when nobody's calling in with Swap Shop. Which place holds a hot dog contest on July 4th? I bet there are a lot of places, but the one that's probably the most famous place that holds a hot dog contest is Coney Island in Brooklyn. Now, have you ever been to Coney Island? I guess they had the very first now I can't remember what they're called, things that go up and down. I keep wanting to say Ferris wheel. I do not mean Ferris wheel. You know what I mean. It goes up and down hills. Oh, geez. Don't get old. It messes with your head. Okay. How tall was the tallest bonfire ever? Now, I don't know how they know this. Maybe they didn't see bonfires back when the cavemen were building them. Maybe they were even bigger. But supposedly the tallest bonfire ever was 155 feet. That's pretty tall. I hope they didn't have any trees over them. Okay, this is something I need to know. And I'll be driving out that way later in the fall when we're heading to California to go to my son's house and drink some wine. Anyway, the world's margarita championship is held every summer in Tucson, Arizona. Let's go back to the phone. Hi, you're on the air.
Are you thinking of roller coaster?
Yeah. Why? You know, when you hit 70, everything goes downhill.
Well, I'm older than you.
So. Oh, well, I'm way past 70, too, so.
I'm getting close to 80, so.
Well, you don't sound it, and I'm sure you don't look it, and you don't think it, right?
No.
It's just a number.
People usually think I'm maybe 15 or 20 years younger. My son says,
excellent.
Well, you don't act your age. That's why people don't
there
die.
You go. Well, I went on a walk with my eldest son and his family, and they introduced me to a lady, and it was probably the nicest thing that had ever happened to me since I turned 50. She said, "You don't look a day over 60.
Yeah, that's what people tell me because they can't believe it. And I said, yes, if I'd taken care of myself and had a little tuck here, I could do a lot better, but.
Well, my wife points out to me, anytime somebody says something nice to me like that, my wife points out to me, yes, you do. You look exactly 75.
So you're 75?
Yes, ma'am, I am.
Okay, I'm just a couple older than you.
All right, well, then you're just a young girl.
Well, I got a birthday next month.
Well,
so
happy birthday! A little early.
Me a little older.
You know, now that you say that, today is my brother's birthday. Now, he's passed, but I'm glad you mentioned that, because that reminded my brother was born on this day, back in 1938.
Yeah,
I miss him. But, you know, that's what life's all about. We come and we go.
Yeah.
All right. Well, yes, Roller Coaster is right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
That's what I thought you were thinking of. Okay,
it was.
Bye.
Okay, bye-bye. She hit it on the head. Roller Coaster, exactly. Why does that happen to us? Now, you know what? When I was 40, I had the same type of brain lapses, I'm going to say, as opposed to the dirty word I was going to say. But anyway, yeah, that it seems to happen a little bit more now that I'm 75. But I think a lot of people, as you get older, you start thinking about it more, so you blame yourself more for having those lapses. Even though I know darn well I had those same lapses when I was in my 40s. All right, let's go back to the phone. Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, Glenn, anyway, you mentioned a thing at Paradise and something else, but you didn't give any addresses for those two places.
See, I'm not sure what the address of Paradise Nature Preserve is.
Oh, I'm not either. That's why I thought you should do that.
I'm going to have to ask James Anderson to give me an address. It's really out in the country, so I'm not sure it has an address. But I bet if you
I wasn't sure where they were either. So
if you give a if you have a friend or if you have a access to a computer, type in Paradise Park and it'll be there. No, okay. Here. Let me give you a. No, it doesn't have the phone number for Tallgrass Trail. Otherwise, I would. Oh yeah, here it is. You have a pencil? I'll give you a phone number that you can write down and call, and I'm sure they'll give it to you. All right.
How's that again?
The Tallgrass Trail phone number is 740-223-4161.
Okay.
740-223-4161, and I'm sure they can tell you how to get there. It's okay. He's explained it to me before.
You.
All right. Have a good day.
You too.
Bye bye. All right. Yes. Yeah. There is really no address. I think it's out in the boonies, and but there are directions to get there. And James has told me several times. I guess I should write it down, right? But I always forget that I'm going to need it. The Paradise Park. They're going to have, what are they having out there? They're having Creaking for Critters tonight at 5. And what else is out there at Paradise Park? There's something else that's out there. And I've lost the page. Okay. Anyway, they have all sorts of things at Paradise Park. Also out at Tallgrass Trail. Let's go back to the phone. Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, I wanted to get in there before you got off the air.
All right.
Grandview estate sales are this weekend.
What's
Saturday?
Who's estate sales?
Grandview estate sales. Garage sales at Grandview Estate.
Grandview, okay. And naturally, my pen quit working again. Grandview estate sales. Okay, and
That's all Grandview out there off of Pole Lane Road, that housing development out there.
Yeah, I know where that is. I've been out there. Matter of fact, I've been to the sales.
They usually go from 8 to what question mark? So
okay, 8 to question
everybody,
mark.
Is it going to
be Saturday and Sunday, Friday and Saturday?
Just Saturday.
All right, I will mention that before I get off the air one more time.
All right, Glenn.
Thanks a lot.
Bye
bye. Good luck.
Yep.
All right. Yeah. Now let's. I've only got a couple of minutes here. Let me run down everything. Yard sale Saturday the 7th, 9 to whenever at 6180 Marion Augusta Road. A riding lawnmower by Ford for $125 and a Ringer washing machine for $75. Call 740-244-9409 and ask for Lonnie. There's a lady has a gas clothes dryer with the steam function. It works fine. She only wants $60 for it. 740-361-6344. And Grandview is, you know, it's off of Polane Road out there, north of town. Grandview Estate Sale is going to be going on Saturday, and they always have a lot of people that get involved in that at the Grandview Estate Sale from 8 o'clock to whenever everybody gets too exhausted to continue. That's going to be on Saturday, 8 to whenever, the Grandview Estate Sale. So head on out that way, and I'm sure you'll have a lot of fun. I went out when I was running for office. I went out there and I did a bunch of campaign stuff, I guess. Told people who I was, and they were very courteous to me. I don't know whether they voted for me or not, but they were very courteous. Nice people out that way. All right, we got about a minute to go, and I want to thank you for listening to Swap Shop. I'm getting all sorts of messages here. And I don't know why. okay. Thanks for listening to us. I hope you tune in next week on Thursday. We start our show at 10:15. It's called On the Air. Go till 12:15 when we start Swap Shop. And we've had a good Swap Shop. We've had, what, two, three, four, five things, five people that have contacted us for Swap Shop and a couple of write-ins. And you can send us a message, too. So stay tuned and hope you enjoy. Have a great weekend, all right? This is Glenn Coble, and I'm going to head on out of here. Got to go to the grocery. Got to take care of Buddy, my little puppy dog, with her dog food.
You're
bye-bye.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 LP, Marion, Ohio.